following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. When brightening someone's day for any occasion, birthday, special occasions, even just because, it's important you get it right. I order and I use 1-800-Flowers.com, dedicated to delivering the finest quality flowers with every order backed by a 100% smile guarantee. Now, they have a unique bouquet right now of bright, beautiful sunflowers that bring a smile to anybody's face. Just got it delivered 2 days ago. It totally brightens up the kitchen. For a limited time, my listeners can get this bouquet with a special offer. Order the sunflower bouquet and receive double the sunflowers and a free cobalt blue hourglass vase for $29.99. That's a $49.99 value for $29.99. To get this and other beautiful arrangements, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner, and enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Say it right, and say it with flowers at 1-800-Flowers.com.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Jump around.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How outstanding it will be that Boston and the Cubs are going to play in the World Series this year. Amazing that these two teams overcame slow starts to do what they did. And there you have it. It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That's been the talk all morning long about the incredible finish to the baseball season. Wow. We've got baseball throughout the playoffs mixed in with football and local ideas right here, folks, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. Coming up, Tom Mulhern from the Wisconsin State Journal to preview Wisconsin. I just want to know, are the Badgers that good? I think the perception across Nebraska, even in the media, is that Nebraska is not as good as Wisconsin. They haven't done what they want to do, blah, 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 blah. It's a negative tone. Jeff Erickson, senior writer for RotoWire, senior editor for RotoWire.com. Check it out. It's fantasy football time at the end of the program. Our last segment is devoted again to you, the listener. If you've got a fantasy football question, email or Facebook it to the show here. All you have to do to Facebook it. All you have to do to Facebook it is hit the like button on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. And of course, all you have to do is email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Doug and, spell out the word and, daddy at espnsuperstation.com.
Douglas, everyone's talking about it. Were you still paying full attention last night when it was all going down?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I found out about 2 in the morning. I dozed off, got text messages. I found out about 2 in the morning what happened, and then I sat up for about an hour. And I guess there's a deal on the MLB Network. They played without sound of Harold Reynolds and another guy just freaking out, and Harold Reynolds running around the studio. And they can't play the sound because of the language coming out of their mouths, because the other guy, I guess, just going absolutely nuts when all the chips are falling, all the dominoes are falling in the time span that it happened. And the excitement level for baseball, it really set the baseball playoff tone last night. And who would have thought Dan Johnson hitting 108 on the year? Was that his 10th hit? Is that correct? Dan Johnson's 10th hit of the year? Now, I know you don't hear the guy's name a lot, but you certainly think you got more than 10 hits on the year. But, you know, he does it. Carl Crawford misplays a ball, drops a ball. It wasn't like he dropped a pop fly, certainly. But, you know what? It was kind of fate the way things were rolling. You know what? You want to blame it on somebody, blame it on fate, because the way it fell, I guess, had to be the way to come back like the Rays did. You know, give them credit. A lot of momentum going into the playoffs. But great baseball last night and excitement level, certainly, I think, just pumps up everybody to watch the playoffs now.
As we look at things that get underway tomorrow, Texas will be hosting Tampa Bay in the first game, followed by the Yankees hosting Detroit. We will make our selections on the show today of the playoffs because our regular season selections were so solid. Also in the National League, it will be St. Louis at Philadelphia, Arizona at Milwaukee. As of this morning, they just weren't quite sure what time they'd be playing. Saturday. What? Good God. If Major League Baseball, I mean, if you ran your business like MLB does, wow. I had 3 of the 8 teams correct to make the playoffs.
I had 4 of the 8 teams. I selected Milwaukee to win the Central. That's the highlight of this deal.
I think you got 5, you geek.
Texas.
New York. Did you have them or was that your trade?
No, I had them as a wild card going in.
All right, you had... Oh, yeah, okay, so you got 1, 2. Boston didn't make it. Okay,
no.
You got 4. You have the Yankees, Texas, Philly, and Milwaukee. I had Detroit, Philly, and Texas. So those were the 3 I got right. I had Boston in the East, Minnesota in the Central, Texas in the West, and Detroit as a wild card. I had Philadelphia in the East, the Cubs in the Central, Colorado in the West. Nobody would have picked Arizona, my God. And the Mets as the wild card, so I stepped out on the ledge and fell right the hell off. I had Boston and the Cubs in the World Series. You had Boston to win the East, Chicago to win the Central. Is that right, or was that a midseason change? Okay. Texas to win the West and the Yankees as a wild card, so you got 2 of the 4 in. You had Philly to win the East, Milwaukee to win the Central, San Francisco to win the West, and the Mets or the Braves.
That was my trade.
You had the Mets in there
Mets
as well.
For the
and you
Braves.
Had Boston over the Giants in the or you had Boston and the Giants in the World Series. All right. There we go. Let's just do it right now. Get it over with. Then we're going to talk football. We got a lot more going on. First series, easy for me, Detroit over New York.
No, New York's going to win that. New York's the winner there.
Okay, Tampa Bay, Texas. Who you got?
I'm going to take Tampa Bay. I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
This is one of those things where you have to wonder – if they were out, they were so far out of it, it wasn't like they were making a charge. It wasn't like they were 2 games back the whole darn time. I don't think there was any pressure on this team till maybe the last week of the season when they knew that they had a chance to catch Boston. So have they exhausted all their emotion, or can they keep it going at Texas? Texas doesn't seem to get a whole lot of respect, but, man, Tampa Bay is red hot, Daddy. This is the toughest one for me to choose, is the Tampa Bay, Texas, out of the first 4. This is the toughest one for me to choose. I'm going to say Texas. I don't know. There you go. National League, which one do you want to pick first?
I'm going to take I'm going to take Philadelphia if I get to pick first. But okay. You can take Philly.
It makes me ill that the Cardinals are in. Let's just say that. And I will take Milwaukee to beat Arizona. What about you?
You know, that's a coin flip deal. But you know what? I picked them in the Central. Why would I stop going with them now? I'll take the Brewers.
And you know, the tough thing about that is Ian Kennedy's 21-4, and he's going to get the first start. And that's kind of the way that Detroit-Yankee matchup, Sabathia and Verlander, holy moly, what a great first-round matchup that will be. But you got to think Arizona wins game 1 in Milwaukee, then Milwaukee has to win game 2, then they go on the road. We're still playing that best of 5 in the first round. It's going to be very tough for Milwaukee, very, very tough. Maybe I should pick Arizona. Man, you got to find a way to beat Ian Kennedy in the first game. That's going to be very, very tough. Arizona definitely has a chance to move on here. I'll take Philly, and I will take Detroit in the World Series. Who you got, brah?
I've got Philadelphia. And I've got Philly and New York.
Blech. And I take Philly to win.
I got Philly to win, too.
There are our picks, sure to not even be close. I wouldn't mind seeing Arizona-Tampa Bay in the World Series just to make all the executives at Major League Baseball and Fox and TBS. Yeah, because they do a lot. Jesus. It's just unbelievable. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Woo! We're going to get a new ATS poll question up. Who do you think is going to win the World Series? I'm going to give you Phillies. Let's go Phillies, Yankees, or others, because they're the favorites, right?
Right. You know what? And then during this first break, we're going to get up. They didn't have the odds up as of a little bit ago for these series. So they're popping up this morning. It's still early in Las Vegas. So we'll get the odds and see who we got favored to win this thing.
Daddy, before we go to our first break, and Tom Mulhern is going to join us a little bit later on the Doug and Daddy Show at the bottom of the hour. Or next, he's going to join us next, okay, on our next break, which would be next, not bottom.
Yes,
I don't know
next.
What the hell you're doing over there. But he's going to join us to talk Wisconsin football. Yeah, I get emails once in a while from concert venues, the Quest Center or whatever it's called now. Back-to-back nights, November 8th and 9th, I got these at different times. You know, pre-sale, maybe get your tickets ahead of time, blah, 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 blah. This is so great. Tuesday, November 8th, Guns N' Roses.
Okay, you sent me that one.
Wednesday, well, because I just wasn't quite sure you'd be interested in Wednesday, November 9th. Paul Simon. I can't see Paul Simon's got to be in the small venue, right? You can't put him in the big arena. I mean, he should be down like at the Orpheum Theater.
Well, Paul Simon's old, right?
Well, Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah.
I mean,
he's old, but so's Axl Rose now. I'll bet Paul Simon looks better. Paul Simon.
Great point.
Paul Simon needs to play a venue as big as the arena here. The Stir Cove or something. Oh, weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Bubba Starling likes to drink.
Well, if you had that much money.
Citation for underage drinking, him and a couple of his new prospects, his buddies that he's met up with down there at the Arizona Instructional League, went to the Arizona State USC game. Random alcohol check after the football game. Neither were over the legal limit for driving. So even in the story, I'm not sure what they were cited. He was cited for underage drinking, so they must have been drinking in the car, maybe when they were leaving the parking lot. Oh, well. He's taking part in the Instructional League, and that's what you do in the majors.
Used to.
Old enough to go to war, old enough to have a beer. Nope, not in Arizona. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Van Heusen, we'll have the beautiful Irina here read the washing label on my shirt.
Gentle wash warm, wash with similar colors. Tumble dry low.
The preceding instructions were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find iconic brands like Van Heusen. Right now, buy a dress shirt, get one free. Plus studio zip polos and sports shirts, each just $24.99.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end October 1st.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Football, and we've got some great matchups for you this Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, it's a D1 top 10 matchup as Shelton travels to Kennesaw. On ESPN 1550, Hastings will host Alliance. Donovan Trumbull is at St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS, and Ravenna travels to Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. All games kick off at 7 o'clock this Friday night.
We'll see skies become partly cloudy across the area today with a high temperature up in the lower 70s. Winds out of the northwest also increased to 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, with clear skies, winds will become light and variable with a low at 37. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 66.
Oh, the high school pep bands used to kick this right out of the ballpark here. That's right, Guns N' Roses reunion tour. Mark it down November 8th in Omaha, and then stay overnight and catch Paul Simon the next night. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. No matter whether you want to catch some great music, watch all of your favorite sporting events on there, many HD TVs, and maybe on Wednesday you just want to check out the Husker Lunch, Cunningham's Journal, and The Loft, along with the Courtyard on beautiful days like we had yesterday. And if the wind goes down today, like today, Cunningham's on 23rd Street, downtown Kearney, north side of the Bricks. There's no better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams, kick back, have a casual night, or just hang out with your friends. 20 HD screens, including their 10-foot projection screen, happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the Big Ass Beer Special for only $2.50, along with all wells for a buck and a half and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available. With the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney, serving lunch as well. Menu is open until 9 o'clock in the evening, so grab some of your favorite food. Had some skewers yesterday, had a little steak tips. They were very good at Cunningham's Journal Loft in Kearney. So with those drink specials, you can save a little cash before you head off to Madison. Check them out today at Cunningham's.
Right now, we're joined by Tom Mulher from the Wisconsin State Journal. Tom, I'll let you pick Guns N' Roses, Paul Simon.
I will take Paul Simon, showing my age.
All right, Tom, what's a bottle of beer going to cost these Husker fans up there this weekend? Have they jacked the prices everywhere?
Yeah, Madison's a little pricey, higher than it should be, I think. But, you can find deals if you look around. So maybe $4 or something. Showing my age again, I don't get out as much as I used to.
Let's get into the football talk, Tom. This is the question I want to know before we start really kind of breaking anything down. Do you have Wisconsin overrated, underrated? How do you see this football team? Everybody in Nebraska thinks this is a great football team, and the ones that don't think their competition was very good. Where do you lie on this?
Well, I think I've become a believer because of the quarterback, Russell Wilson. And, you know, from day one, I've just been really impressed with everything about him. He's changed everything here. Wisconsin has had few quarterbacks who can do the things he can do. They've had good quarterbacks. You know, I was a big Scott Tolzien fan last year. He was a really efficient guy, smart, fit their offense. But I always wondered, Paul Chris is a really good offensive coordinator here, and I always wondered what he could do with a quarterback who thought the game as well as was physically gifted and talented. And this is the first guy he's had like that, and it's been fun to watch. And you're right, they've not been tested, and that's an issue. But I've been covering them for 13 years, and this team has a lot of weapons on offense. Their defense is starting to come around a little bit the last couple of weeks. So I think they're rated just about right. I vote in the AP poll. I've had them a little bit higher than some other people have, but other people have been coming around to them too. So I think it's a legit top 10 team right now.
Tom, every newspaper article you pick up in our state, that one of the first in the first two paragraphs it states is hosting a matchup of top 10 teams for the first time since 1962. Wisconsin's been pretty good. How is this possible?
Well, it's been, you know, they've been pretty good for a couple of decades now, I guess. I guess it just doesn't happen that often where the stars align and you get two top 10 teams at Camp Randall Stadium. So you know, that definitely adds something to it. You know, last year Ohio State was in here, but Wisconsin wasn't in the top 10 yet at that point. So I think it just speaks to, you know, how special the match. There's a million reasons that this is going to be a pretty special night, and that's just obviously one of them.
You mentioned the playmakers on offense, too. Kind of a two-headed monster at running back with Ball and White, then Nick Toon on the outside. Those guys are household names, or will be by this Saturday for Husker fans. Who else can step up and make plays if the Huskers so desire to focus on those three and take them maybe away a little bit?
That's a really good question because I think that the Nick Toon and the Denard matchup is going to excite a lot of people because of the, you know, both of those guys will probably be playing in the NFL next year, both really good talents. But that other wide receiver for Wisconsin, Jared Aberderis, is a walk-on. And he gets overlooked by a lot of people, but he's really playing well. He's fast. You know, he was a track guy in high school, a hurdler. Set some records at his level in high school in Wisconsin. So he can run. He's caught everything thrown at him. And he's been a really nice compliment on the other side to Tune. And then they have this tight end, Jacob Pederson. They've had a long history of tight ends here who've been really good. And he is especially good in the red zone. He's a nice weapon for Russell Wilson in the red zone. And they also aren't afraid to throw to their backs. So that's one of the things about this offense. You know, it's kind of pick your poison. They can do multiple things, and they've got a host of characters, you know, that can get involved.
Tom Mulhern from the Wisconsin State Journal joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Brett Bielema is saying all the right things up there. He seems, though, very confident in his football team as they get a Nebraska defense that even Nebraska fans aren't sure what they're running into. Are they really concerned with Nebraska's defense, or are they a little, breathing a sigh of relief that they may not be as good as people thought in the preseason?
No, I think there's legitimate respect. I think it's pretty understandable from our perspective. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but the three big standouts have not been together yet for a full game. Obviously talking about Kirk and David and Denard. So I think this will be the first time all three of those guys are together for a full game. So I don't know that we've seen the Nebraska defense everybody expected because those three guys haven't been out there together. So I think Wisconsin here is expecting Nebraska, the defense everybody expected going into the season.
Tom, what's Wisconsin's weakness?
Well, I think the issue is still on defense, and they've been pretty good. I'm writing about the run defense for tomorrow, and they've been pretty good in that area, but I think some lingering concerns. Their secondary's played really well against the pass, and that's been a little bit of a surprise. They really got torched in the Rose Bowl, but that was a really good TCU quarterback in Andy Dalton, and he had some really good receivers. And Wisconsin struggled to play with him man-to-man and had to play some soft zones against him as a result. But their secondary's playing pretty well this year, so I think one of the issues is going to be, the run defense. And obviously against those weapons Nebraska has, you give him one lane, Taylor Martinez, and he can kill you. You're not going to catch him. So they really have to be assignment sound. And they got to get pressure on the quarterback. They got to get hits on Martinez when he does decide to throw. And their pass rush has been okay at times. It's been a little inconsistent at other times. So I think getting some pressure on Martinez when he does decide to throw will be an issue as well.
It's interesting, as many people think, one of the weaknesses of the Nebraska team is the offensive line and not a lot of starts up there, some young guys going. So maybe it's the offensive line versus the defensive line. That should be one of the obvious keys to this ball game. But playmakers on both sides, the Nebraska speed, everybody's talking about these freshman running back, but it looks like speed, speed, speed. There's not really, it's not like Tolbert and Ryan Matthews at San Diego where you can change it up. We don't have that big bruising back. Do you guys have a big bruising back?
No, the image of Wisconsin running backs will for a long time be Ron Dayne and then, P.J. Hill right after him, John Clay the last few years. These two guys, White and Ball, are kind of changed that. Ball used to be a 230 pounds. He's lost about 25 pounds, and he's a lot quicker, but he runs really hard. So they do have some physical running backs, but they do not have the big bruiser that they used to have. But I think they're more dynamic because of that. And, it's become more of a big play offense. Last year's offense was impressive in its efficiency. It just marched up and down the field, but not a lot of big chunks. Well, this offense is getting the big chunks, and I think it goes back to the quarterback and the threat he puts on a defense. And, we saw a little bit of Wilson running. They have not featured him at all running in any design plays. I think that's something they could still pull out every once in a while with a bootleg or something, a naked maybe now and then. But his ability to scramble, he hasn't had to do that a whole lot, and I think that could be an X factor going in this game as well.
Has Wilson taken a hit all year?
He took one in the back last week. It was a pretty full-on flush shot, and it kind of startled you because it was one of the few times he's been hit all year. He was in one game late the week before, and he took a little bit of a hit out of bounds, and a lot of Wisconsin fans are wondering what he was still doing in there. But Bielema just wanted to get his starters into the fourth quarter of a game because he's trying to get them ready for this week, I think. So they've done a really good job of protecting him, and he's just a really smart guy, pretty good at avoiding stuff too. But Wisconsin lost two All-Americans in their offensive line. A lot of people thought there's no way they could be as good this year. I'm not ready to say they're as good, but they've kind of moved on without a hitch at all. So their line is playing well.
one question I've got, or one observation I thought of that I had made and we talked about here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we chat with Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal, is that I think Nebraska has a pretty decided advantage in special teams. I know that Wisconsin has the returning place kicker, who's very good, returning punter. But even in the punt return, the kick return, which I don't think Wisconsin's going to get a chance at any kick returns because Maher keeps banging it through the back of the end zone. Give me a little insight to what you think about the Badger special teams.
Yeah, that's been an issue. Their returning kicker has actually been out, Philip Welch, and with a quadriceps injury, doesn't look like he's going to play this week either, unless there's a surprise late. So a redshirt freshman has been their place kicker, and they haven't needed him much. He's only attempted 4 field goals, so that's a concern. If he lines up for a huge field goal, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest concerns on Wisconsin's side. And then their kickoff guy, Alec Lerner, is from Omaha, and they were excited about him going into the season. Kind of struggled last week in windy conditions, put a couple balls out of bounds, kind of got to him mentally, so they're a little bit worried about him coming into the game as well. Their return game has not been as – I mean, they had David Gilreath last year, and everybody remembers the big kickoff return for a touchdown that got him jump-started against Ohio State. So they've had some moments, but the special teams overall under Bielema not quite as strong as they were under Alvarez, and it was so big when Alvarez was here. They won a lot of big games on special teams, but they are improving, and I think the returner, that Jared Abradaris I mentioned before, has been pretty good as a punt returner. So, but I do think that is a big concern, especially their kicker and then the kickoffs based on last week's game.
What's a secret spot on State Street?
Man, there's so many of them. You take your pick. You can just about go into any place, and you'll have a good time. I guarantee you. So no shortage of places in Madison.
Tommy, what's your prediction? What are you thinking? How's it going to play out Saturday night?
Well, I think it's two really good offenses, and you know, Wisconsin is just really tough at home and at night lately. Especially, I think it's, you know, the numbers are pretty 26-3 or 27-3, something like that under the lights. So I think it's going to be a good game. I think it'll be fairly high scoring. I think Wisconsin by maybe a touchdown.
Fair enough. Tom Mulhern from the Wisconsin State Journal. Tom, look forward to meeting you this weekend. Have a safe drive to the stadium, I guess. It's not a trip to Lincoln. We'll enjoy you when you come out here. But thanks so much for joining us on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show.
Have fun in Madtown.
Oh, it'll be great. Thanks, Tom, joining us here on this Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're out tomorrow because you're going to Madison. You're going to make your selections. I was out last week going to Laramie. You're going to Madison. We'll have our Big Dally Deli get together tomorrow and make our selections.
Also,
you'll have your Husker prediction on there, I assume.
I will.
I want to give my prediction right now is what I want to do. You'll also have your selections. You're going to make your selections, college and pro.
Still perfect on the year in pro football. Still perfect on the year.
That's so I hear. Let's go to the phone lines here. This is Jimmy in Hastings.
I wanted to let you know I'm getting shirts made up. It says I'm a Danny fan. I've been on him all day, and he is golden. I'll probably call in next week and ask him for some early picks. Since Thursday night, the kickoff, I need a Thursday night pick. So let Danny know we're running hard with him down here in Hastings.
Jimmy, what a great one. Thank you. Danny, is college football tonight. Unbeaten South Florida at Pittsburgh, only a 3-point line. What's your thought?
Wow. You know what? I immediately would think South Florida would be the way to go here, but I don't know the statistics on Pittsburgh at night. Daddy will effort that. I will effort that for Jimmy.
I have got some really great – I mean, if we need to find some more – we got anything to give away, Merritt, besides a T-shirt? We got anything laying back there? We need to find some stuff. We need to find some stuff. I think we got a couple big dallies. Okay, we're going to give away a couple big dallies. That sounds good. When we come back, some interesting trivia on Nebraska, Wisconsin. We're going to give you a chance to win a combo meal today and tomorrow. One for somebody today, one for somebody tomorrow, because we like a little trivia. We've got a whole bunch of emails to get to as well. And back on the – oh, if that's what your pivot's running like, Daddy, it's annoying, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
Oh, start, stop. Start, stop.
It's just like a vehicle.
Start, stop. What?
If you're going a block at a time, something's going to break down sooner or later.
That's just not right, folks.
Continual movement pivot from T&L, folks. That's where we're going with this.
Invest in irrigation. It's the best decision you'll ever make. Right now, contact the folks at T&L Irrigation or go online, TLIRR. irrigationsystem.com to check out the very latest quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system right now. It could save you up to $6,500 just on the purchase during T&L's Invest of the Best Harvest Special going on now. And we see a few of you folks out there already in the field working early, working late, and getting ready to get that crop in to the bin and back to where it needs to be. And now we're getting ready to think about next year. Maybe you got a great harvest and you're going, that's a T&L pivot on my land. Maybe you don't. You're going, T&L could probably help me. They're there to help you, folks. Check them out. It's the Harvest Special. Invest in the best with the quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system or whatever works best for your farm. They work for you. Right here, a Nebraska company with Nebraska values, Nebraska hard workers located in Hastings, Nebraska. It's T&L Irrigation. We'll hit some emails. We'll play a little trivia. It's all coming up.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on EcoSmart LED A19 bulbs, just $9.97 each. That's $6 less than the regular price. And they last up to 46 years longer than regular bulbs. So you save when you buy them and save decade after decade when you use them, making your home and your wallet greener. Thanks to EcoSmart LED bulbs for just $9.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 13th, U.S. only.
Not up for getting annihilated by a 300-pound lineman?
No!
Can't outrun a gazelle while wearing full pads? Fine by us. Because this college football season, Dr. Pepper will hook you up with scholarship money anyway. Starting in September, Dr. Pepper's giving away $1 million in tuition, including a $1,000 a day giveaway. Just go to drpepper.com for all the details and to enter for a chance to win. Win big, doctor's orders. No purchase necessary.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see skies become partly cloudy across the area today with a high temperature up in the lower 70s. Winds out of the northwest also increased to 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight with clear skies, winds will become light and variable with a low at 37. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 66.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Yeah.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Shoot us your emails for Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. He's going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show in our last segment to talk a little bit of fantasy football. So make sure and get your emails in or put them up on our Facebook page.
Or why don't you run down to Bruce Furniture, get yourself a recliner. They've got them waiting for you, folks. The price of a piece of furniture at Bruce Furniture is that price. Now they're not going to add on $15 for this, $38 for this like other furniture stores do at Bruce Furniture. The price of a piece of furniture is that price, as simple as that. Just the right furniture for you. Bruce Furniture is just right for you. Kearney, Holder, Tastings, and Alliance, plus free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. Stop by and ask them. They've got people trained to do that and help you with that. look at the wall decor and you're going, gosh, that would look better in my house than it does on your wall. Well, probably would. Take it home today. Bruce Furniture has just the right look for you. Is just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture. Bruce Furniture fan line, Doug. Is it that time? 888-455-3776?
I don't know. Did somebody call?
A little trivia? Are you going to do some trivia?
I thought you were going to read some emails. You
keep. Well, it doesn't take me 20 Matt, minutes to read some emails. Somebody
Matt
wants to
Kearney,
call.
Matt and Kearney says he sent us a picture of the black Nebraska uniforms. He goes, the picture's from the Adidas website. What are the odds of this happening with Nebraska asking for a blackout for the Wisconsin game?
Zero from
yeah,
what we hear.
That's probably Photoshopped. On another subject, Dick says, once again, we were treated to ESPN East Coast bias on what may be the greatest night in recent baseball history. As we were watching the Phillies and Braves battling it out, the bases loaded in the ninth inning, a pitching change, and ESPN takes us to the Yankees game with a score of 7-0 at the time, and we stayed there. Doug, I'm glad that you are ill that the Cardinals are in. I hope you get more ill and somehow the Cardinals take it deep in the playoffs. However, in the end, Dick says, anybody but the Yankees. Cards fan, Dick. Daddy, I have to ask you after we talked to Tom there, the bowl game last year, who's better, Nebraska or TCU? I think that tells us where our program's at. Everybody has to believe that Nebraska is a better program than TCU. If they struggle with TCU, that gives me even more confidence. I know they're different teams, and TCU was way better last year than they are this year. I had to think that Nebraska fans would have loved to get a shot at them last year.
Everybody's looking at these, you know, after talking to him, everybody's looking at these two offenses. They're explosive. They got big play capabilities. Everybody's forgetting, what was the strength of this team all summer long? Defense, defense, defense. We got them at all three levels. Could be three first-round draft picks. Three out of the 11. The other eight guys fall in place. Defensive line, strongest on the team. I think Bo Pelini's just a tiger lurking in the weeds, licking his chops. He's got something going to happen on Saturday. It never sets up. Everybody's saying, gosh, there's going to be a 100-point score. What's the score usually end up? 20-13, 17-10. Now, who wins it, I don't know. But I got to think that if everybody's saying the score is going to be 42-37, I got to think it's not going to be that. But go to the Dent Popper inbox. Hey, guys, if the Husker defense looks as lost as Doug looking for a hot dog stand, we're going to be in trouble. Go Big Red.
What? What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means.
Were you looking for a hot dog stand in Laramie?
No.
Late at night?
No. What does that even mean?
Hey, we're going to go to Southwest Florida.
They had like a lot of burritos for breakfast. Like, guys were standing on the corner trying to sell you burritos. One of the nights, but that wasn't in Laramie, so okay. That was the night before. It was a little weird. Okay, go ahead. What else you got?
Dave G., which is no relation to Kenny G., he says, can I get some love down here in Southwest Florida for listening to the show? Absolutely, Dave. We love having you, and we'd love to hear from you. And a big Rays win last night. Also, did you notice the Husker karma in last night's games? Former Husker Dan Johnson's home run to tie the game in Tampa and former Husker recruit Carl Crawford missing a fly ball in Baltimore, allowing the winning run to score. Love the show and go Big Red. Thanks for the email, Dave. Good to hear from you. Keep checking in, buddy.
All right, here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, let's give away a little combo meal to Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings and one in Kearney. We're just going to play a little Thursday trivia.
These are hard, folks. They're not going to roll right off.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Woo! Man, ready to roll. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Sean.
Sean, you know anything about anything?
No, not really. At least according to my wife.
Attaboy, that's what I like to hear. Daddy was talking, and many people have been talking about, this is the first top 10 matchup at Camp Randall since 1962. Who is the last top 10 team that Nebraska beat in their stadium? This does not count a bowl game. So on the road, who is the last top 10 team that Nebraska has beaten on the road?
Last top 10 team we beat on the road?
Correct.
Holy cow.
See, go back to Callahan. No, he didn't win any.
No, that didn't work. K-State, actually.
No, try back. I, you know, Let's just stay with it. Who are we chatting with?
John.
John, who's the last top 10 team Nebraska beat in their stadium?
That's the Oklahoma State.
Incorrect. 888-455-ESPN. I'm going by Nebraska football information here. This is straight from the Nebraska Athletic Department. A win over Wisconsin would represent the highest-ranked team Nebraska has defeated away from home since a win over number 6 Tennessee in the 2000 Fiesta Bowl. Nebraska's most recent win over a top 10 team in the opponent's stadium was who? 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Troy.
Troy, you got a guess.
How about Washington?
Washington is correct. Back in 1997, the number two team in the country. Hey, hang on the line. Merritt will get you hooked up and enjoy lunch on us from Big Daddy's Deli.
That is, you know what, a long... Well, I said you got to go back over 10 years ago, obviously.
Saturday night's game marks the first time Nebraska has played in a matchup of top 10 teams since the 2002 Rose Bowl when Nebraska lost in the national championship to Miami. The Huskers were fourth in the AP entering that game, number two in the BCS. Where's some other stuff? Wisconsin is the highest-ranked team Nebraska's faced since Texas in the Big 12 championship game in 2009. Nebraska defeated Missouri in Lincoln last season in a game the Tigers entered ranked seventh. That was Nebraska's first win against a top 10 opponent, period, since beating number two Oklahoma in Lincoln in 2001 on the Mike Stuntz to Eric Crouch pass. Doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
It's happening Saturday. Just telling you. Just telling you. Just letting you know. Anything else? You got anything else? We ready to go? Everything's good?
We're ready to go.
Let's take a break. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, it is your fantasy football questions for Jeff Erickson, the senior editor of RotoWire. Give us a buzz. Give us an email. Give us a Facebook shout-out. We'll pass along the questions right after this.
Up 7 at 12:30 and a half. October soybean meal is up 1 and buck 90 at 3.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Think you've got the goods? Prove it! The one-day match play championship is Sunday, October 9th at Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island. 8-player brackets based on handicap. Only $50 gets you playing. And there's cash payouts to first, second, and third places. The one-day match play championship at Indian Head. Sign up today by calling 308-381-GOLF.
There's so much here for everyone at Indian Head. Indian Head Golf Club.
The college football weekend kicks off tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as unbeaten and 16th-ranked South Florida travels to Pittsburgh. Our pregame at 6:45. Then on Saturday, a college football doubleheader kicks off at 11 with Texas A&M battling Arkansas. And Saturday night, Alabama travels to Florida. But tonight, unbeaten 16th-ranked South Florida at Pittsburgh. Pregame at 6:45 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see skies become partly cloudy across the area today with a high temperature up in the lower 70s. Winds out of the northwest also increased to 15 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, with clear skies, winds will become light and variable with a low at 37. I'm Paul Frommley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, glad to have you along. We're right now at Midway. They're extremely excited to be able to discount their vehicles even more with added incentives from the Ram Diesel Celebration $1,000 bonus cash incentive now available to diesel Ram customers. All 2011 diesel Rams, including the 2500 and 3500, you'll receive an extra $1,000 rebate courtesy of Ram on top of the hassle-free discount and rebates already included, like the $9,500 off the 2500, the $9,500 off the 3500. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Check them out today. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, home of the hassle-free pricing. Folks, they're there for you 7 days a week at the Midway Auto Group.
I'll tell you right now, Doug, I have 4 Nebraska-Wisconsin tickets in my possession right now. If somebody has $4,000, $1,000 a piece, and is serious about it, I'd love to meet them this afternoon and they can have those tickets. You hear about all these tickets on the internet going for thousands of dollars. If somebody's listing and says, hey, that sounds great, that's a great bargain, that's a great price, $1,000 a piece, I've got 4 tickets.
Jeff Erickson's in because he wants to go to that game from RotoWire. You got $4,000, Jeff?
In my shoebox here. Hang on, let me get it now. Welcome to the Big Ten, guys. Just nothing like jumping in head first, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be outstanding.
Indiana, Purdue, no. Wisconsin, oh, here you go.
Well, in Madtown at night, the atmosphere there is just insane. It's such a great college town. And it's just, of course, it's a great team, too. A night game there, it's just going to be fantastic. You guys are no strangers to loud, exciting games. It's nothing new for you there, but it's going to be fun. It's a fun, fun road trip if you can make it, too. I can't speak highly enough of that.
Jeff, best running back in the NFL is who? McFadden?
Darren McFadden, I think.
No.
I think so.
Are you talking best running back or best fantasy running back? What's the question?
It's either Peterson or McFadden. We were discussing this the other day on our satellite radio show. If you're drafting today, who do you go first? Do you go McFadden? Do you go Peterson? Who else is in the conversation at this point in time? Ray Rice? Maybe Ian McCoy?
Well, Jeff's the expert. We'll ask the same question in 3 weeks, and
and it might change. Here's another controversy I want to throw this at you. Where do you put Ryan Matthews right now?
Daddy's favorite.
You can make him a case that you could go as high as 5. I think you take MJD and Chris Johnson over him, but it's close. I think he's anywhere from 5 to 9.
Let's get to some of the questions here because of our running back talk here. Josh and Keene says, if you're looking for running back depth or sleepers, should I pick up Bernard Scott, Stephen Ridley, or Kendall Hunter?
I picked up each of those in separate leagues in the last week or so. It's funny, I'm in 9 leagues, so of course I'm going to have the opportunity to pick up everyone if I wanted to. But I think if you're going for immediate gain, I think it's Bernard Scott because Benson's suspension is going to happen sometime in the near future. I think if you're looking, and then of course with Gore's ankle, maybe even Hunter this week. But I think the guy with the best enduring upside is Ridley. But I just think you're going to have to wait longer for that to come to fruition. I think that they're going to take their time in sorting that out. And maybe a case where no single back ever gets the full-time carries for the Patriots, especially because they throw the ball so much anyhow. So I know it's a convoluted answer. It kind of depends on your needs. I think if you're trying to go after just the guy for this week, it's probably Hunter. If it's for like next week and the week beyond, it's probably Bernard Scott.
I'm pulling the Bills and the Lions, I guess. The second and third receivers for those teams that maybe aren't picked up on some fantasy teams that could have monster impacts if those offenses can keep rolling are who?
I think it's David Nelson is going to be the number 2 guy. I know Donald Jones had a big game against the Pats, but I think Nelson's the guy, especially if you're in a PPR league. Seems like he gets a lot of targets. And they don't throw their tight end very often, except for in the red zone, whereas the Lions – you saw what sort of Love Pettigrew got last week. Scheffler's been in the mix, too. Burleson's not necessarily guaranteed the same high volume of targets. So I'm going to put David Nelson ahead of him there. A couple other guys that are emerging, too. I mean, because of injuries, we're seeing some guys all over the place that are getting chances. I think that Eric Decker, I'm still high on him with Denver. He got 12 targets last week, even with Brandon Lloyd coming back. He's going to get his looks all season long.
If you'd like to shoot us an email for our fantasy football segment that we do every Thursday with Jeff Erickson of RotoWire and RotoWire.com, email us right now, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Terrence says, I need to start 3 of the following 4. Mike Williams at Tampa Bay, Dez Bryant, Felix Jones, Javid Best. Who does he leave off?
Wow, that's tough. Did he specify whether it's PPR league or not?
No, he did not. I'm guessing it's not.
I have to find. I think we're gonna have to wait till Friday on Felix Jones to really answer that question. But I'll say Javid Best for now. Jones was a full participant in Wednesday's practice, so probably the 2 running backs. And especially because both these guys do catch passes, though Jones not as much as Best. Williams is one of my toughest ranks this week because I still believe in the talent, but, man, it's hard owning him right now. And I love Des Bryant's talent, but he's still banged up and he's not getting the same sort of looks as everybody else either. So, you know what, I'm going to put the two receivers below the two running backs in this case.
Tom from Hastings says Victor Cruz, Torrey Smith. Who are these guys? Which one has the best upside for the rest of the year?
I think Torrey Smith does, only because I think that Lee Evans is a bit of a flat tire. You know, this week is not going to, I think it might be Cruz, though, just because the matchup, you know, the Ravens are playing at the Jets, and I don't see really anybody cashing in a whole lot there. Torrey Smith had a hamstring injury at the end of that breakout game against the Rams, not on the practice and injury report, which is a good sign. But I think Victor Cruz, even at, you know, with Manningham back, is a number three receiver. So I don't see him having the weekend week out upside that Smith has.
Mark says, "What is Arian Foster going to do for my team the rest of the season?"
Oh, it's a week to week proposition, and I hate that he's going against the Steelers in his first week back. They're saying he's going to start. Now, I don't think starting against the Steelers is the death sentence, as it's been the last couple of weeks. A couple of seasons. Joseph Addai ran really well on Sunday night. Ray Rice ran really well in week one against them. So it's not a death sentence, but that said, I mean, I don't think we're seeing the same Arian Foster. You know, even when he's fully back, he's going to be sharing time with Ben Tate because Ben Tate was so good. And Ben Tate is a guy they spent a second-round draft pick on. They believe in that talent. I think you're going to see a little bit more of a timeshare. So whereas he might have gotten 20 to 25 carries in a given week, I think his upside is like 15 to 18 this year.
All right, let's go to Doug and Carney, who has just a team that has not won a game yet in a points per reception league, just absolutely decimated by injury. Here's what's left. If Doug start these guys this week. Frank Gore and Thomas Jones are the starting running backs. Ryan Grant's on the bench. I'm looking to pick somebody up here. Ryan Grant's on the bench. I took Terrain, so I'm going to drop him. And here's the guys in this PPR league. These would be the top five or six guys that are still available. Ernest Graham, Marcel Reis, John Kuhn, and then you throw in Javon Ringer or Lance Ball and Ricky Williams. We'll just kind of stop right there. Any of those guys worth picking up?
Maybe Ringer, because Chris Johnson struggled so much. I think that's a possibility there. But, I mean, there's no good answers here. I mean, the thing is you're going to probably have to mix and match. Kuhn maybe this week because the Broncos' run defense isn't very good, although they held Johnson last week. But it's almost a dart throw for you there. Unfortunately, but the thing is, guys do emerge. There'll be another Bernard Scott out there eventually. Someone's going to get hurt. You just got to act quickly when that happens.
It's okay, Jeff. You can say, wow, they suck. I mean, you can just say you got no chance. It's fine. It's fine. I got a bad team. That's just the way it is.
Jeff?
Well, you know what? It's tough. I've been in that spot, though. I mean, injuries stink. Lack of depth to start off at the running back position stinks. It's tough. I empathize with you.
All right, Chris Johnson. What do you do with this guy? Wanted to be the highest paid running back in the league. Certainly doesn't play like the highest running back in the league. Certainly been non-existent to this point. Will his legs get underneath him and he'll blow up one of these weeks, or is he just a puke?
He's Albert Haynesworth. Take the money and run.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the offensive line. He's getting hit in the backfield almost every time he touches the ball. I think that offensive line's getting blown up. I don't think it helps that he's missed training camp in the preseason. I still think that's mostly overrated. Better times are going to happen here, but I think it's the line's the big issue. Now, them losing Kenny Britt really hurts, though, because now there's less of a reason to not put 7-8 guys in the box all the time, and so you got that as a factor. There's fewer options that can hurt you. I think the one guy that maybe helps a little bit with this is Jared Cook. He's been targeted so infrequently that they have to throw to somebody else. But, yeah, this hurts Chris Johnson some. I don't think it's Johnson himself being a bum. I really do think it's more a case of the O-line.
Let's stick with some quarterback questions now. We go to Mike in Hastings. This must be a fun league. He gets to start two quarterbacks in a touchdown-only league for this week. Rivers, Stafford, Fitzpatrick.
Good. He needs to be on the phone line trading there, unless he's worried about the bye weeks coming up later on. I go Rivers and Fitzpatrick, but it's tough. I mean, it's really tough. And the thing about Rivers that's tough is, what happens with Antonio, if Antonio Gates is out and he's out a significant period of time, how much does that hurt Rivers? I think it hurt him last week. It might hurt him. I'm pretty certain that, by the way, that Gates isn't going to play this week. I know he's not officially out yet, but I think it's coming. If Gates is out this week, excuse me. I've got him 6-7 and 10 respectively in my rankings this week, to give you any indication. Stafford on the road at Dallas, a decent defense there. That's why I put him below the other two.
Let's go to Josh and Kearney. Should he start Vic or Stafford?
Vic. Again, watch the Friday practice reports, the injury reports, see how if the swelling in his hand is still an issue, if he can take handoffs, because that's the one thing. Remember Carson Palmer when you're played with a broken hand and his non-throwing hand, and it limited his ability to do play action properly because he had to hold the ball in his throwing hand all the time. Definitely an issue.
Jason wants to know, ask what upside there is for Kendall Hunter. I'm smelling injury for Gore.
You're right. Gore does have a bad ankle. Now, it is something that is a problem. So I would say that he's got a significant upside among those handcuff backs. If he's still out there, grab him.
Let's go to DG, who says, who should I play? And I need two of these. Daniel Thomas, Nate Washington, Dexter McCluster. And what do you think about him for
Thomas
the rest
and
of the
Washington.
Year? Likes Thomas and Washington.
McCluster, again, we talked about the Todd Haley trust issue. It's still there. I mean, we saw Thomas Jones getting handoffs on 3rd and 11 and 3rd and 8 in two different drives in the second half. Yeah, because, you know, that's going to fool him. But, McCluster had one carry at one point midway through the third quarter. He clearly should be getting 20 touches, 15 to 20 touches, and they're just not giving it to him.
They ask about Gore. You answered that. How about D'Angelo Williams?
Oh, another nightmare. Granted, he was playing in a monsoon last week, but it didn't seem to hurt MJD. It didn't seem to hurt Jonathan Stewart as much. He's just not getting the touches. I just don't understand it, though, because, you know, he spent so much money on the guy, and then he kind of got buried. Only five carries in week two. There'll be better times ahead. I try to buy low on him right now, but at the same time, I understand if you don't want to start him this week. I get it, especially against the Bears in Chicago. I could see that. But I don't cut bait with him.
It seems, Daddy, the lesson we've learned today is a lot of people are frustrated with their running back situation. But, Jeff, there's really nobody to go get. I mean, you don't drop D'Angelo Williams and go pick up Javon Ringer or Kuhn.
And if you drop these guys, here's the worst part. Someone else grabs them and gets the windfall when they do finally cash in. I understand there's no such thing as long-term in football. That's one of the things that's so difficult about fantasy football. Like in baseball, it's easy to preach patience. And we see it all the time. Football, I mean, each week is so vital. If you're 0-4, you're done. I don't think anybody makes the fantasy playoffs when they start off 0-4. There's probably an anomaly out there, but in a 13-week season, you better get going real quick.
Tony Romo's got to get through this week for a bye week. Will he be much healthier this week?
He'll be a little healthier, but it's more a question of what he has to work with. I think that's the bigger problem. Now, the fact is that a free agent pickup, Laurent Robinson, was a better option than the existing guys in Ogletree and Holly. Tells you a lot about what's left in that Dallas receiving core. Miles Austin is going to almost certainly miss this week as well. Dez Bryant will be a little bit healthier. That will help. And his Lions pass rush is going to be a problem for him, too, because they're going to put some hits on him. But then again, so are the Redskins. I mean, the Redskins are a good pass rush team, too. So I think you just have to muddle through this week, and then you'll be fine going forward.
Jeff Erickson of RotoWire at RotoWire.com. They take care of all your fantasy football needs. What's the highlight on the webpage today, Jeff?
We're going to update my value meter later on this afternoon. I've also got baseball playoff rankings. Just a crazy day for me set up. But we have injury articles. If you didn't get your question answered, we have something called Ask an Expert. And if you put in your trade question, your lineup question, free agent question, we'll get back to you within 24 hours. So go ahead and use that. Go to rotowire.com/free. Get that 10-day trial.
Sounds great, Jeff. We'll do it again next Thursday. Have a great day.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks a lot.
For us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Jeff Erickson, senior writer from RotoWire. Wow.
That didn't clear up my picture with what anything you said there. 24 stinging points in the one league last week.
That probably beat me. Hey, folks, if you're done, if you've all digested Burger Night last night at Grand Island and Carney's Chicken Coop, then why wouldn't you step up and get something a little different for lunch today? They're there for you to watch football all weekend long. Whether it's the Huskers, your favorite pro team, they've got the college and NFL packages, Major League Baseball. There's still golf being played out there. There's way too much to watch in one spot called your basement. or your living room. TVs everywhere. Check them out at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Join the Chicken Coop lunch special. All you have to do is join their text club, PBA Coop, and send it to 28444, and then you'll get updates every week on their weekly home-style specials only at the Chicken Coop. Oh, they're so good. Check them out today, the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
I want to wish a happy birthday to number one fan in Grand Island, Derek. Hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Dork.
Also,
I mean, what?
Also, I want to wish a happy birthday to my lovely wife, Suzanne. Happy birthday.
Today?
Lover.
And where are you going? You're leaving, right? It's her birthday, you're leaving. Is that the present?
That's what she said.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Do you want to make your Wisconsin prediction right now? Make your Wisconsin prediction. Give us your reason, and then we're going to get out of here.
You know what? I'm going to say this is a very, very close game. I find it
gonna
tough.
Going to say what?
You're the worst team to lose to Wisconsin. Wisconsin, you suck.
Where did that come from?
Well, it came out of your pie hole. What do you think?
No, that did not say that. I'm going to say Nebraska 23.
That's my prediction right there. I'm just telling you that right now. There's my prediction.
Oh, God,
that's the one I'm doing on the show tomorrow. Well, yours can be close to that. But since you've hated Nebraska all year long and said that Nebraska was going to lose this game every week until last week, how bad are they going to get beat?
You know what? I think it's going to come down to Brett Maher.
You're an ass is what you are because I say Brett Maher kicks a field goal on the last play of the game and wins 23-21. And now you wrote down 23 and now you're going with Maher.
Well, I wrote down 23 and then you showed me your prediction, which was 23.
That's just crazy.
I think it's going to be darn close.
Every time we make these close predictions, they get beat. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. But I... Yeah, it's our opinion. We're going with our hearts, not our heads.
You've been so wrong this year. Go ahead and pick Wisconsin. Come on, do it.
Nebraska 29, Wisconsin 28.
Six field goals from Maher.
No, actually.
A missed two-point conversion.
I'm going with
that's so awesome.
Two safeties, something like that.
Got a little high school volleyball tonight. A couple of top 10 teams in the state. Kearney Catholic and Ord head to Donovan Trumbull for a triangular at 5 o'clock. You can hear that on Classic Hits 98.9. Will Shields, Roger Craig, among the 100 finalists, or at least, I guess, the 100 candidates for the Hall of Fame. First time up for Shields. I don't know if he gets in the first time. He will eventually. Roger Craig was a finalist in 2010, but is still not in the Hall of Fame.
No takers at $1,000. But if you read that in the paper, you can ask whatever you want. You know what? Every house is for sale for $500,000. That's only worth $160. You know what? Tickets are only worth so much, so don't fall into that trap.
Tomorrow, Tri-City Storm get their season underway. Head coach Drew Schenick will join us on the show. We want to thank Jeff Erickson of RotoWire and Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal for joining us today. Daddy, look forward to chatting with you when you get to Madison.
Hey, my selections will be on the show tomorrow. You will not want to miss them, Jimmy. I'm coming through for you again.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.